This is the ABC's second Mental As Week, with the theme of opening your eyes to mental illness. We tend to forget that the mind and body are one, and what happens in the rest of our body can seriously affect the way we respond to the world around us. And so it is with people who experience, say, a heart attack. Some call it the cardiac blues, a term not intended to trivialise what can be a profound reaction to a life-threatening event. Barbara Murphy is Director of Research at the Heart Research Centre in Melbourne and on a mission to increase the awareness of this very common psychological issue.
We all know that a heart event, a heart attack or bypass surgery, any sort of surgical procedure, is a physical experience for people, but it's also an emotional one. And we've been talking with patients and we know that around 3 in 4 people who have a heart event go through the cardiac blues. And it's a huge, distressing experience of emotional ups and downs. It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Just give me a story.
Someone who's a little bit younger having their first, say, heart attack in their 40s or 50s, they're particularly at risk. So someone who might be going along normal lifestyle, have a sudden heart attack. Well, for one thing, it's unexpected, so it comes as a huge shock to them. And then they go on an emotional roller coaster of probably 3 key emotions. They feel sad and have low mood, feeling miserable a lot of the time, or a mood that's up and down for no good reason. They feel angry and irritable, again, inexplicable. And there's lots of worry and fear and anxiety that it might happen again. And for someone who's been perhaps previously well, who didn't know that this might occur, it can come as a huge shock and it can be a real identity crisis for people as well.
And how soon afterwards does it happen?
For some people, the emotional response to the heart event kicks in straight away. They'll have an enormous amount of distress in the early period while they're in hospital, soon after discharge from hospital when they go home. And for others, we see it kick in even 2-3 weeks later. And for many, it can go on for 2 or 3 months.
Do they recognise it for what it is?
Often no, it goes unrecognised. People are often discharged from hospital without being told anything about this emotional response that's highly likely for them. So they leave hospital not knowing, people around them don't understand. Often people say, well, you know, you should be starting to feel better by now. And in fact, emotionally, they might be starting to feel worse. Health professionals are starting to understand this a lot more and we're trying to equip health professionals with a lot more information and resources so that they can support people in hospital and after they leave hospital and come home.
Is this, if you like, an existential reaction to having glimpsed mortality in the face, or is there something biological about having a heart attack which makes this worse?
Both. For some, this is their first touch of mortality.
The first threat to immortality.
Correct. That is a very distressing and difficult thing for people to come to terms with. But at the same time, there is biological mechanisms that we know underlie this. There are chemical and biological processes that do happen that affect mood and also cognition, our thinking. Our thinking goes all strange after a heart attack. So people often find, with this roller coaster of emotions, they also have difficulty with normal thinking processes. So they have trouble concentrating, they get confused, they forget things, difficulty making decisions and so forth.
Now that's the sort of story you hear after somebody's had a cardiac bypass because there may be small clots or bubbles of air that get into the brain. Is this reaction you're talking about related to the kind of treatment you've had for your heart attack? If it's a stent, you get less of this reaction than if it's a bypass.
We know a little bit more about bypass surgery, and it often will come with more of those cognitive or thinking changes. But nonetheless, even for our patients who undergo stents, they often can go on this roller coaster as well. So they're not immune.
Without wanting to put a label on it, is this an anxiety problem or is it a depression problem or it's just a constellation of symptoms that it's hard to put a label on, but it's a reactive thing?
It's a constellation, as you say, including depressive symptoms, which is the sadness, low mood, feeling miserable, and the anxiety symptoms, which is your worry, your fear and agitation. People can have a lot of anxiety where they've never been anxious before.
I've heard of people having post-traumatic stress disorder after a heart attack. Is that common?
Yes. So there's actually a link between people who have already experienced post-traumatic stress are actually at higher risk of having a heart attack.
And are panic attacks more common in this group?
Yes.
Is there a treatment or it's just time and sympathy from people around you and support?
Correct. The cardiac blues is normal. The heart event is an emotional experience, not just a physical one. So while your heart might be fixed after you've had some surgical procedure, emotionally you also need support. But with time, the cardiac blues will resolve. It is normal and it shouldn't be pathologised. However, one in five people will go on to experience severe depression, and those people, and we know more about who they are likely to be as well, those people need help and they need to go to their doctor and talk about the symptoms that they're having.
And you say that you know who those people are. Who are they? Who's at particular risk of a severe depressive reaction afterwards?
One of the key risk factors, which is not hard to imagine, is having had depression or anxiety in the past. So if you've been depressed prior to your heart event, you are at much greater risk, probably three times the increased risk of experiencing depression after your heart attack. Also, those who are socially isolated are at greater risk of serious depression after their heart attack. And there's also those who have got what we call comorbid conditions. So someone who's already has diabetes and then has a heart attack, they have a very complex regime going on that they need to manage, and it's very complicated and challenging and difficult for these people. And they might also be at increased risk of depression after their heart event.
So the bottom line is, if your mum or dad or somebody you know has had a heart attack, look out for these symptoms and they need all the support they can get, and watch out in case they need treatment down the track.
That's right. Having people, friends, family around us who can support us emotionally after a heart event is so important.
Dr. Barbara Murphy is Director of Research at the Heart Research Centre in Melbourne.